Okay, Joe, so I'm going to leave you here with Leif.
Sounds good.
All right?
Okay.
Have fun. Hi, Joe.
Hello, Leif.
Hello.
Nice to talk to you.
Yeah.
Been a fan of the band ever since the first record, actually.
Oh, sounds really good. You got musical taste.
I guess we could start off maybe by going back to the beginning of the band. Are you a founding member?
Yeah, I am.
Maybe you could explain how the band got together, or where you guys are from, and some things that were going on back in the early days?
Yeah, so much have been going on since, but basically I... what can I say? Back in late of 1984, I came up with this name, Cow Mass. I phoned a friend of mine, Mats Ekström, on drums. And we got in touch with Mappy Björkman on guitar. And we got together in the beginning of 85, in fact. So we rehearsed. And the old guitarist from Nemesis was in the band as well by then. And we rehearsed and we sent a demo to Black Dragon in late 1985, and we got the record deal from there.
So then you signed up with Black Dragon and recorded the first record.
Oh, yeah.
Where was that recorded at?
Sorry?
Where was that recorded at?
Where?
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with Heavy Load? The old Swedish rock band or heavy band.
I think I've heard the name.
Yeah, we recorded it in their studio. Really, really cheap studio and stuff. And the recording cost about... the ridiculous sum of $3,000 or something.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys record that relatively quickly?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. 3 weeks, I think.
Were most of those songs newly written, or were a lot of those songs had been with the band for a long time?
We recorded it in, I think it was in March 86. So we did material that had been around for 1.5 years or so.
Mm-hmm. On the record, you, on the jacket to the record, it has you listed as bass guitar and Matt's on rhythm guitar and, Matt's on drums, but
yeah.
You don't have anybody listed as vocals, except for down on the bottom section.
The thought was that I was going to put on the vocals on the album, but during the recordings of the album, we found ourselves a singer. So he just came down and he just put on the vocals, but unfortunately he couldn't be with us. He had a wife and kids and stuff, so he couldn't be with us.
So he was only with the band for the recordings?
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys do much touring off that record?
Oh, no.
No?
Nothing.
Nothing?
We played our first gig after the release of Nightfall. We hadn't been touring at all, because we hadn't got a solo guitarist. Because we threw the guitarist out during the recording of Epicus.
Uh-huh.
So we just brought a friend in.
Did you go in to record Nightfall shortly after that?
Oh, no. It took us over a year, because we didn't have a record deal. So we were looking for a record company, and David Constable phoned us up and said, I heard your demo, and maybe you could sign to Active or Axis at the time. So we recorded Nightfall in, I think it was in June 87.
And then you hooked up with Metal Blade shortly after that?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They licensed the album, and we signed directly to Metal Blade with the Ancient Dreams album.
When did Messiah hook up with the band?
Right after we recorded Epicus, because we didn't have a singer, he had to leave, and... So he just phoned me up one night and wanted to be in the band.
Are you guys from Sweden?
Oh, yeah.
And is that where the whole band is from?
Oh, yeah, from Stockholm.
Getting on, to the album Nightfall, which, by the way, is a really excellent album. I really love it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
One of the songs that really sticks out in my mind, maybe you could give me some inspiration or what basically inspired the song, was At the Gallows End.
Everybody keeps telling me that, but that was the only song of the album that wasn't written before we went in the studio. Because there was another song that was going to be on the album, but it didn't work out in the studio.
So that song was written right when you were in the studio?
Oh, yeah. I had to sit down. I said, you guys go out and eat or something. I just want to sit down here and think for an hour to maybe be able to come up with something.
What inspired you to write that?
I don't know. You see, I do like this. I come up with a name for a song. An interesting name and I had this name for a song. You see, I write all my ideas for song titles on a sheet of paper. Mm-hmm. Maybe I have 20 or 30 song titles, and I just look at this paper and I just pick out what I think is interesting to write about. Mm-hmm. And I saw this title at the Gallows End. I picked it out and I sat down and thought for a while about what the lyrics going to be about and stuff.
Another song on the album which really I thought was a really excellent song, and that's the last song on side two, the instrumental Black Candles.
Oh yeah. That's the only song I didn't write, because our guy that played guitar with us for a couple of months did that, and we kicked him out during the recordings of Nightfall.
Is there any other songs on that record which stand out in your mind?
You mean that I like especially?
Yeah.
Yeah, Some Marathon is very special to me.
How come?
I don't know. It has got this special atmosphere and feeling in the song, which really appeals to me, and I'm really satisfied with that song.
I really like the cover for the record too. Maybe you can explain.
Yeah, because that's Messiah's fault, in fact, because he. At his place, he had a couple of paintings in a book, and the paintings from Nightfall and Ancient Dreams are from a series of paintings, which are about, you know, what's called it, the Ladder of Life, I think they're called, or a Voyage of Life.
So both those paintings from Nightfall and Ancient Dreams are from the same person?
Oh yeah. I can't remember his name, but it is on the album. You know, the first painting is a birth, the second is youth, the third is manhood, and the fourth is death. And death was the Nightfall cover, and the Ancient Dreams cover is youth, the youth painting.
How much touring did you do for the Nightfall record?
Not very much, but not so little. And we tour with King Diamond in Scandinavia, and we played a couple of gigs around in Sweden, and a couple of gigs in England, but not more than that.
You didn't do any touring in the United States then?
Oh no, this is the first time we're here. We played our first gig in the States yesterday.
How did you like it?
Oh, really good.
Where was that?
It was a Wednesday night in Boston. Okay, maybe it was not... It wasn't packed, but the people that were there were really into it.
Does the band collaborate on writing the music?
Yeah, in a way, because I write all the lyrics and all the music, and I just come with the ideas to the rehearsal room, and we put it all together, and everybody has their say about it. If someone ain't happy about it, we just change it. So it's a democracy.
So then after Nightfall, were you already writing songs for the next record, or was there a break in between that?
Oh, no, I'm writing songs all the time. So there's no problem, you know. Right now I'm finishing the next album.
When did you record the tracks for Ancient Dreams?
Was in July and August 88.
Again, another really great record there.
Yeah, thank you.
A couple tracks there that really stand out in my mind. Really the whole first side.
Yeah, I like the first side. But a couple of the songs on the second side is my favorite tracks, because I really like the Ancient Dreams track and the Bells of Acheron.
The album seems like it has kind of a conceptual feeling to it.
I don't know, I haven't thought about it, because the Nightfall album had this concept about death, but this time I just tried to write 8 different songs.
So there really wasn't any specific meaning that runs through, you know,
no,
ties all
really,
the songs together?
Maybe some hidden meaning, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. One of the tracks that stands out off Ancient Dreams is Darkness in Paradise.
Yeah, people seem to like it, because I thought that maybe that song was one of the songs that people maybe were not going to like so much. I don't know, because you never know what songs people like.
What inspires your lyric writing? Is there anything in particular? Like personal events or things that are going on in the world or anything like that?
No, not really, because I'm a kind of fantasy freak, so I just... read everything that I can lay my hands on, when it's fantasy or science fiction, or. But I also reads a lot of nonfiction and anything.
Another song that I really like is Bearer of Pain.
Oh yeah, that's one of my favorite lyrics, mm-hmm. I think.
What basically is that song? What does that deal with?
It's about this, I don't know if you can call it a healer or a virgin that they lock in this tower and that have to bear all the city's pain on her shoulders and stuff. But it's kind of a fantasy tale.
How about the Epistle number 81?
Well, it's my least favorite of the album, and from what I heard, that is the song that people like least, all the songs. But it's a cover version of, we have a national poet in Sweden named Carl Michael Bellman, and he wrote this song during the 16th century. So, and, you know, this song is so well known in Sweden, but, you know, with a traditional arrangement. So we just redid it and re-recorded it and rearranged it.
Also, another track I really like off the record appeared on the CD version only, and that's the Black Sabbath medley.
Yeah.
Have you guys been doing those tunes for a long time, or was that something that you just put together as kind of a special treat for the CD buyers? Or
Our manager talked us into doing it when we were playing England last year, so it has been around for a year now, and we just did it because we hadn't played in England before. We didn't know about the reception of the band, so we just thought about doing something that maybe could wake the people up, but we didn't have to worry about it, so we had a lot of requests, you know, of doing it, so when we're not playing it live, people are complaining, so we have to do it.
Were all the songs on Ancient Dreams newly written for the record, or is there any songs there that had been around in the band for a while?
Let me think. No, every song on Ancient Dreams were written maybe 3 months before the recording.
How about the song Incarnation of Evil? Is there any special...
Oh, yeah, sorry. That song, I forgot about it. The Incarnation of Evil is, in fact, an old song from 1984. It was featured on the Nemesis album, which I recorded in 84 sometimes.
What was the basic meaning behind that tune?
I had no basic meanings when I was 18 years old. I just did a song, and I didn't think so much about it. And I just tried to make it as heavy as possible. So
I've noticed also that you guys have never really worked with a producer. You've produced all of your records yourself.
Yeah, because I'm so bloody stubborn, you know. I don't think I can work with a producer. I would probably kick him out of the studio the first day. Because I hate when people say to me, do this and do that, so...
Mm-hmm. So you guys like the freedom that you have by producing the records yourself?
Oh, yeah. You know, we just do, like, we're getting ourselves the best mixing guy that is possible to get, and we just work with him. That's the best way of doing it, I think.
Also, another track, which is probably my favorite track off of any of the albums that I've heard from the band, that's the re-recorded version of Solitude.
Oh yeah, you're serious?
Yeah, I really like that tune.
Cause have you heard the original version?
Yeah.
And you like the new version better?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just a personal
you're
opinion.
You're one of the few.
just a personal opinion, of course, but.
but you're one of the few that has said it to me.
What made you guys go in and re-record that song?
Cause we didn't have anything to put on a B-side. So our manager said, why not do those two songs again?
Was that recorded before you did the recordings for Ancient Dreams?
Yeah, it was recorded maybe 3 months earlier or something.
So that was more or less, you released that 12-inch is kind of a...
Yeah, special thing.
Yeah, a little tie-over until the record came out.
Yeah, because we went into a very cheap studio. In fact, the same studio as we recorded the Epicus album in. And we just went down there, took... you know, the 24-channel tapes. No, not 24-channel tapes, 18-channel tapes. Mm-hmm. And just put Messiah's vocals and Lars' guitar on them.
Have you guys been on the road for a long time, supporting Ancient Dreams?
Oh, yeah. We've been on the road for in all maybe 3-4 months. We toured Scandinavia, we toured Sweden, we toured England, we toured Europe, and now we're here.
Okay, you've got a total of what, 8 dates to do in the U.S. here?
Maybe 8 or 9 dates. We're playing five or six dates here on the East Coast, and then we go over to the West Coast and play 2 or 3 dates.
And Cleveland's really looking forward to having you guys touch down here.
You're phoning from Cleveland?
Yeah.
And we are playing Cleveland.
Right.
We are.
Yeah.
I didn't have any idea. Because nobody has given me any tour schedule, so I don't know what will happen.
Cleveland's a big metal town.
Will we have any support act?
I believe so, but I'm not exactly sure who it is. I thought it was Liege Lord, but Cheryl said that Liege Lord's not playing.
No,
here,
I don't think they're playing. Have we got a good PA system? Or?
I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. How long have you been playing bass?
I studied classical guitar when I was younger, and then I just left it and took up bass.
What were some of your influences early on?
Mostly Geddy Lee, in fact, because I love his playing. You know, I can't do it in a million years, but you know, you can almost admire him.
Can I get you to do some station IDs for us?
Oh yeah. Okay, this is Leif Elling speaking from Kalmas. You're listening to shit. Now I. Oh, sorry.
Oh, take your time. It's okay.
Okay. Here we go. You're listening to Metamorphosis with Joe Cleon on 88.7 WUJC. I'm Leif Elling from Kalmas. Stay depressed.